diet fit for a king. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Researchers studying the remains of Richard III have identified what the 15th century English monarch ate and drank across his lifetime. Isotope geochemist Angela Lamb of the British Geological Survey says ratios of chemical variance in teeth and bone can reveal what a person was consuming. She says as his power grew, so did the king's sumptuous banquets, which included beef, pork, venison, fresh water and marine fish, and all manner of wildfowl, from peacocks to swans.
They were a real sort of marking of the upper echelons of society if you were eating those kind of birds. And they were quite difficult to catch, so they were expensive to preserve for the ultra-rich.
What's more, Richard's oxygen ratios were unusual for someone living in the east of England.
That oxygen could be explained by an increase in him drinking wine. It was a real status symbol.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.